you know, was never going to be able to get one. And then, thankfully, I realized it never came out. That was a UK system, the Conics.
There's a great couple of magazines, actually. One of them was called Computer and Video Games Magazine. I don't know if he's got it on import over there, but another one, they were just a really great monthly video game magazine. And they were published by the same house as the Sega Saturn magazine that came out around the same time. And I didn't own a Saturn. I didn't know anyone with a Saturn. But I bought that magazine so I could just look at the pictures of these games that I'd never play. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the magazines back then were fantastic. There was just some really, really good ones coming out of England at the time.
Well, you know, now it's sort of ruined by the internet. And
yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for being part of the first We Talk Games forum, Volume 2.
Cool.
We'll talk to you next month.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
And it's just in time. Let's open the phone lines. This is exciting. This is a guy I wanted to talk to all week. Let's get him on the horn. Open the lines, Keith. The man in the middle, the keeper of the scores, on the phone, Walter Day. Walter, Northwest Pinball and Game Room Show, Seattle Center, go.
Wow, it's pretty amazing. I understand that this is really only the second year that there's been video games and pinball brought together in the city of Seattle in a way like we have here. I think they're going to have almost 300 games here in the course of this weekend, which is essentially June 12th to 14th, 2009. I'm surrounded by Defender and Pac-Man and Missile Command. And then out here in the other room, it's like 130 or 40 pinball machines. And these guys are coming from all over the nation, not just to play the games, but to also go for world records. We have champions from the Brooklyn, from L.A., from Florida, here to try and break world records, standing world records on a lot of these old classic games. So it's a pretty big deal.
That's amazing. And you know, pinball and video games, I mean, that's what arcade games, that's what really goes together. So it's nice that this type of event is happening.
Exactly, because people want to get back in touch with their roots, back in touch with their childhood. It's a tremendous thing of nostalgia. At the same time, it's being fueled by a modern phenomena of highly competitive gaming superstars going after the classic world records. I mean, the classic world records are becoming a big deal. They're probably going to continue to become a big deal, so that I wouldn't be surprised if someday, 150 years from now, on CNN, they suddenly announce that George Smith of Cleveland, Ohio, just broke the 100-year-old world record on Donkey Kong after practicing for 60 years, something like that.
That will be amazing. A true testament, I think. Now, you're the subject of, like, what, three movies now, I think it is?
Oh, Twin Galaxies is in Chasing Ghosts, the King of Kong, Frag. They're going to do a remake of the King of Kong with actually movie stars in it. Allegedly, Robin Williams might play me, which is pretty funny. And it would all be about Twin Galaxies and the champions. And there's even another one being made about the Nibbler record that we monitored back in 1984 when a person got the first 1 billion points on a game. So Twin Galaxies is quite well known in the big silver screen.
In what capacity are you at this Seattle Center?
Well, I'm here as sort of an honored guest myself, where I'm going to be doing an induction ceremony. We're going to be crowning people, inducting them into the International Video Game Hall of Fame, which is the Hall of Fame that people may have heard about in the news, because it's going to be opened up in Ottumwa, Iowa. There is an International Video Game Hall of Fame slated to be opened up in Ottumwa, Iowa, which calls itself the video game capital of the world because of some of the basic seminal things that happened there in Ottumwa, Iowa 25 years ago. It was considered the video game capital of the world 25 years ago. They're capitalizing on that now by trying to open up the Video Game Hall of Fame. You know, the official one for the industry, just like the thing in Cleveland is the official Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, that's truly amazing that it's come this far, and it's so all-encompassing. I mean, video games are really a part of society, of the whole world even, not just locally.
Absolutely. And you know, when we support this big phenomena of game playing and going for world records, we find ourselves called on to not just adjudicate or judge scores on old classic games like Missile Command or Donkey Kong. We're dealing right in the forefront also of Guitar Hero and Rock Band 2 and the Nintendo Wii games. And so we are completely there right in the middle of the modern era of game playing, as well as the older era of game playing, too. So the big phenomena. There's probably, I think there maybe could be as many as 1 billion people now playing games.
That's why I love doing this show as well. Now, I heard that Steve Wiebe was supposed to make an appearance there as well. Is he going to be there in any capacity?
Oh, yeah, Steve Levy will be here. He'll be going for the world record.
Okay, now, he also did that at E3. You attended E3 as well?
Yeah, he was at E3 as well, trying to go for the world record. Essentially, he did pretty good. It was a crowd-pleasing performance, but he fell about 50, 60, 70,000 points short of the world record. So he still has to try again. He has to point press while staying alive and not losing his men. And so that's a very hard thing to do, because when you point press, you essentially lose your men. When you point press, it makes you vulnerable, and it's an endangered thing.
Sure, sure. I can appreciate that from watching all the documentaries and whatnot. Now, so currently Billy Mitchell, I guess, is still the Donkey Kong champion.
Oh, yeah. He's the Donkey Kong champion, and Steve Levy's in second place. But then a whole bunch of other people are behind him, too. And so a lot more people are learning how to play Donkey Kong and are going to be challenging those two people for the high score record on Donkey Kong. So it's quite a thing.
Yeah, a lot of people up in the 800,000 range, so that's really good to see. Now, Steve Levy, I guess, still holds it in Donkey Kong Jr.
That's right. Steve Levy is the Donkey Kong Jr. World Record holder, and we're going to give him a special certificate on that.
Fantastic. And now, I heard rumors about Popeye. Now, I didn't know he played Popeye.
Who plays Popeye?
I heard that Steve Levy did, but I'd like to know who the champ of Popeye is, because that's one of my favorite games.
Well, Steve Harris is the champion of Popeye. Steve Harris was the guy who founded Electronic Gaming Monthly magazine, and who recently has bought back the rights to EGM magazine.
Well, that's great, because I hope to have him on a show very soon. So that'll be nice to talk about Popeye with him.
You know Steve Harris? Oh, Steve Harris is a great guy. In fact, I think he'd like to go on your show eventually.
That'd be fantastic. Now, what's your favorite game right now? Do you have any favorites at this time? Or?
Well, you know, I'm so busy doing Twin Galaxies and running it that I have never had a chance in years to really play much gaming. I simply don't have the time to play.
Sure. Are there any that you enjoy watching?
Well, I like watching Missile Command. I like watching Donkey Kong. But I like all the modern games, too. I love the Nintendo Wii stuff. It's so much fun to watch. Everything's fascinating.
Yeah.
Game playing is a miracle to watch great game players play the game.
You know, I was thinking, when Steve gets in there, you and Steve should get together and, like, try to do a little bit of White Stripes drums and guitar number. Maybe entertain the crowd with that.
Well, that'd be interesting. That'd be interesting.
He's not a bad drummer.
Oh, no, he's a pretty good drummer, I understand. People heard the drumming, said that he's a good drummer.
Yeah, and you're very talented at the singing, songwriting, so I'd love to see that happen one day.
That's a kind remark. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All-star video game band review.
Well, that'd be entertaining. Having us play drums and sing or what have you. His piano with drum playing, my guitar strumming. Who knows what could happen someday. Maybe the video game champ, maybe a band called Video Game Champs of the World or something. I don't know.
I'd buy that album. That'd be great.
But a lot of the video game champions are very creative people, and they do a lot of different other things, too.
True.
So it's not uncommon for people like Steve Levy to pop up.
All right, Walter. Anything else that you want to leave the people with?
Anybody who'd like to see the official International Video Game Hall of Fame, they should be thinking about going to Ottumwa, Iowa. But believe it or not, that small town of Ottumwa, Iowa is going to be the place where probably the official International Video Game Hall of Fame is created and launched. And that will be very interesting. In fact, if anybody out there has games that they don't want, they could even donate them to the museum.
Oh, great. Like classic games and things like that?
Yeah. Some people might have even stand-up arcade games that they would like to donate. Because, of course, it will be a non-profit thing that you get your tax statement from that says you've donated a certain amount of value. But essentially, it's going to be... all these started accepting donations. And you know who the first person was to donate cash? It was Billy Mitchell, the famous Donkey Kong player. He gave the first donation over the phone to them with his credit card probably about 2 days ago. And
that's
so he started the ball rolling. So that's very interesting.
Well, now people have another reason to go to the River of Opportunity in Iowa.
Right. I like that. The River of Opportunity. The River of Video Game Fame. And whatever.
Yeah, the River Raid of Opportunity. There you go. Hey, thanks, Walter Day. Thanks for being a part of We Talk Games. Thanks for bringing us the cutting-edge information from the Game Room Show in Seattle Center, Seattle.
Well, I'm honored, and I hope people come and I get to meet them.
Right on. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, bro.
Wow, Walter Day. Walter Day, what an amazing fella. I didn't want to keep him on too long there. He was borrowing a cell phone and of course, calling right from the showroom floor. But I hope to get him on in the future. What an amazing guy. Spent most of his life getting other people over. I mean, almost the majority of his life. That's what he's been doing, promoting other people, helping bring them to us. There's a lot of interesting story there. Of course there is. There's several movies that feature Walt and feature, of course, Twin Galaxies. TwinGalaxies.com to find out more about Walter Day and everything that he's involved with and has helped build. And just an amazing guy. I can't say enough nice things about him. It's been a true pleasure. No idea why I put the PS3 review at the end of the show, but I guess I just didn't have time to fit it in anywhere else. So here it is, and don't worry, it will probably be shorter than the theme song for the PS3 section of the show. What have I been playing for the PS3? Well, you know.